We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode 322 of the show. Thank you for being a listener. If you're not a subscriber already, subscribe to our Red Circle page. It's pinned. There's a link pinned to the top of the website, TheBallerLifestyle.com. Where you can subscribe and get all of our bonus content. We're doing a lot of stuff over there. We're going to continue to do that, and we're probably going to do more. So please be a subscriber. $5 a month is the giving level, but you're also welcome to donate more if you are so inclined. We have a ton of great listeners helping us out there. Additionally, send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. If you're a new listener, a lot of people reached out to me this week. People I know in my personal life. I made some comments last week that I won't rehash right now, but a number of people from my past and present sent me very nice messages after some of our discussion last week. So there's people out there listening that I'm not always aware are out there. Become a friend of ours if you have thoughts. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. And of course, you can leave a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS-8257. We are joined now, as we are each and every week, by author Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey.
You got a book coming out?
I do. What's I have going a on with book that? Coming out. I got to tell you.
Tell me.
Being a writer, you shouldn't have to know so much fucking tech stuff.
Oh, yeah.
As I've said, the book business, unless you're Barry O or J.K. Rowling, you don't get book deals.
What about James Patterson? Then,
yeah, James Patterson. Right. Or wasn't he doing a series with Bill O'Reilly?
Maybe, yes. I see, if I go to the bookstore, which I do occasionally, and I'll just walk past the James Patterson section, there's an entire row of James.
When I was a lifeguard,
yeah.
When I was like, you would have to show up early morning before anyone was there.
Yeah.
And I would read. That's when I got a lot of reading done.
Sure.
And I remember reading like the first couple that you knew of, Kiss the Girls and yep. one other, yep. Along Came a Spider. And then that was it. I was like, yeah, I got my fill. Yes. Like, I was entertained enough. And then you realize he or his team has written like 7,000 books.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You walk past the James Patterson section, and most of the books in the James Patterson section, not actually written by James Patterson.
Right. It's weird.
It's crazy.
So, my book.
Your book written by you.
Written by me, yeah. And only me.
Yeah.
The problem is you gotta, it's formatted and then it's like formatted for ebook, but I find out like Kindle does something a little bit different.
Oh no.
And so it's for pre-order, just the Kindle version. And this is another thing. I thought the print version, if you sync it up with the Kindle version, you would think the pre-order would be the same. And they're like, oh no, books, you just, when you're ready to publish it, you publish it.
Oh, really?
So I got an email Sunday morning. Hey, congrats, your book is live. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I want it all to sync up. So then I had to like unpublish the book. But anyway, I mean, this is all bullshit. Nobody needs to care about it.
I care.
I was just informed today that, or yesterday, and then I'm still dealing with the formatting thing. It's like, yeah, that's an ebook that would work for like Apple Books, but Kindle, it's totally different. So you need to, they said it's better to upload it in HTML. Isn't that the weird web?
Yeah, that's what a website is. HTML.
Right,
that's a language.
I don't know how to fucking do. I have it in .ebook, and now I've got to like convert it to HTML, which. I don't know shit about that. So if anyone is listening who knows that,
yep.
Please reach out. I will I'll hook you up, but I don't want to pay some company an exorbitant amount of money to do something that it's the print version is already fine. Like I'm getting my proof on Friday. But it's just, it's in files that look fine on my desktop, but I'm told the Kindle, it's not quite right, and it's very frustrating.
The formatting. Anyway. I bet you there's a YouTube for this, by the way.
And the website is not totally done, yeah. But heroesandjerks.com, there's a link to take you right to the Kindle. And by the way, I make a lot more on the $10 Kindle than the $20 physical book.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. I make like $4 on a $20 book.
Yeah. So.
And I get 70% profits on the $10
Kindle. Oh, that's pretty nice. That's pretty juicy. Yeah. I feel like people anymore read the Kindle version. Whereas I personally have never not read a physical book because it I have a Kindle.
I'm excited to get the physical copy of my book.
Yep.
But at the same time, I know that that far outpaces physical book sales.
Right.
But it's a big meaty book.
Yeah. If it does well enough, then you're going to need to make an audio version. So,
Lala's getting my first call.
Right. Yeah. So Jason Stewart can air quotes, finger quotes,
read
your book. So he can say, I read Ed's book.
I was going to say, I understand cancel culture can run amok, but I really enjoyed the Chicken Central Park yesterday getting canceled.
I never watch anything. Okay. First of all, mm-hmm. But I mean, I saw like an article about it, but I didn't click the video, and she seems unhinged and unwell. But I will say this, the guy told her, like, put your dog on a leash. That's a little bit of a Karen move in my world. Like, if the dog's just there running around, not on a leash.
And I saw one of his quotes, and it's totally true. Yeah. He's like, you notice how nothing grows in dog parks? There's a reason for that.
Oh, because they shit on everything.
He's a birder. He's a nerd.
Yes.
He's a nerdy bird guy.
I'm into that. I'm into birds.
Central Park is enormous. Massive. I mean, you know, compared to anything in New York, it's enormous. And there are sections. So the section they're in,
it's a non-dog section.
It's just a non-dog section. Okay. So they say, well, if you got to have a dog in here, keep it on a leash.
Gotcha.
And he clearly has dealt with this before. But the thing with this, so you didn't see the video?
I read that he had treats. I just read the thing.
Treats because he's dead. No, but here's the big thing, which is, in a way, she's like calling in a hit. Because she says, warns him,
yeah.
I'm going to tell the police. And then, like this makes it somehow better. She's like, I'm going to tell the police. An African-American is scaring me right now. Yeah. And they're talking in a certain tone, and she gets on the police, and she heightens the fear in her voice. Hello, an African American is scaring me and threatening me. Like it's kind of calling in a hit. Now
it is.
If she made this call, I mean, New York City cops, for the most part, are used to seeing black people,
right?
She makes this call, and they
see him, and then they say, "Hold up, I need to look in your pockets."
Right. There are some problematic New York City cops, but it's not like she made this call in South Carolina where the birder would be dead.
Right. Right. Yes.
You know.
Unless he was selling Lucy's.
Yeah, I know. And then in Minnesota, they're putting the knee on the guy's throat, and of course he dies. It's anybody who thinks that institutional racism doesn't exist.
Of course it does.
I mean, get out of here.
This is America.
And the only thing that has changed is the cell phones now can take good videos.
That's good. That's good. Okay. I think I have the video here. This will be Brian's first viewing of the Central Park.
And if you've seen the guy, I mean, just picture a birder. A 57-year-old birder.
Yeah,
he's not going to look menacing. Well, and if you see it, he's really not a menacing. He worked at like Marvel Comics for 20 years.
I don't want to be presumptuous here. But I'm operating on good authority, on just my own instincts here. Mm-hmm. He's a very handsome gay guy. Like, that's what he looks like to me. He has no menacing qualities to him that I can see.
No, I see the pictures of him. Yeah. And he doesn't surprise me. He's a birder.
No, he doesn't. Like, he would strike no fear into me whatsoever. There's nothing about him that looks scary unless, like, you're scared of black people, which a lot of people apparently are.
If you saw Chuck Liddell birding, you'd be like,
well, tens of thousands of people have already watched that video showing a heated confrontation.
Right. You see this guy and you're like, well, that's a birder.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I accidentally jumped ahead. I'm doing this on my phone. This is a news thing, so I'm just.
Then it started with a dispute over an unleashed dog,
and I get the whole mask thing, but you don't need to mask up when you're just doing the news. There's no one around you. You just take the mask off and talk in your mic.
Are you a non-mask person?
I'm not a non-mask person, but I'm not. I'm not a ridiculous non-mask person. I mean, there's no one within 100 feet of this news reporter. She's got a mask on. Get the fuck out of here.
Wear your mask, people.
Basically said what she did was unacceptable.
You're in the grocery store, of course.
And wants to apologize.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
It's a Central Park confrontation marked with racial undertones that's gone viral.
Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
At some point, she decided that, I'm going to play the race card, I guess.
Christian Cooper, an avid bird watcher, says he started recording after telling the woman her dog needed to be leashed at all times in an area known as the Ramble in Central
Park. Oh, I accidentally paused.
Which is the area that George Takei said he used to have sex.
Because he had no
idea. Oh, really? This is a gay site? Well, maybe that's what birding is code for.
Yeah, when he was on Stern talking about, like, his first sexual experiences, he's like, and I went into the Ramble.
Oh, that's terrifying. That's so scary. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Mention of being intimidated.
I'm not going to participate in my own dehumanization. I'm not going to feed into this.
Well, I need to see. You know, I'm with you, brother, but I need to see more Karen.
Where, you know, black men are shot, gunned down. Because of the presumptions that people make about.
He stopped recording, walking away as soon as she leashed the dog.
Thank you.
Tonight, this woman, Amy Cooper, no relation to Christian, told News 4.
It's funny that they do have the same last name, though.
It was unacceptable. You know, and words are just words, and I can't undo what I did.
It's unacceptable because you got caught.
Oh, and I saw some people doing some. I mean, she lost her dog, too, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because she was choking her dog through the whole video, and. Then people started investigating and they're like, in her past Instagram post, somebody choked my dog and somebody messed up my dog's paw. And she kept doing that. And people are like, well, seeing the way she handled her dog, maybe she's like Kathy Bates in Misery.
Oh, yeah, totally. This is like my wife walked into a door situation. His dog's being abused. Okay.
But I sincerely and humbly apologize to everyone. Especially to that man, his family.
That man.
Amy apologized during our call, but also claimed that Cooper was screaming, that she felt threatened and didn't know what was in the dog.
Oh, she's very menacing. She's coming towards him.
You're right. Yeah, if she was so threatened, you wouldn't charge at somebody who's scaring you.
Regrets calling the police.
The police, I think of them as a protection agency. And unfortunately, this has caused me to realize that there are so many people in this country that don't have that luxury.
Oh, she's had an epiphany.
Now again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm team.
You didn't even get the key part where she heightens the urgency in her voice.
Why doesn't
I've seen that clip like 30 times
NBC
today.
4 have the right fucking clip, you know? I wasn't. What about the Daily News? They'll have the whole thing, right? Or not?
I mean, I'm looking at it's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Central Park, Karen. I love that. And when you Google.
And I love how Karen is just.
When you type in Central Park, she's the first result. Oral B. Hold on. There's a commercial.
Better. Power one on. for Oral-B's best clean ever.
You type in Central Park and Central Park Karen is the first thing that comes up. And I saw people today lamenting that they like had family members named Karen and stuff. I have an Aunt Karen who's the age of a Karen.
I like a Karen, but it is an apt description of the let me speak to the manager.
You know, it's hilarious. It's great. It could be anything. There could be others, you know.
The man, Christian Cooper, reportedly asked a woman he didn't know, identified as Amy Cooper, to leash her dog in a section of the park where leashes are mandatory. Christian Cooper is an avid bird watcher, and he apparently
birder.
Call him a birder. That's the best term.
Yes, it's great.
Listen to what happened next.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
Hey, people in the world, understand something. We live in America. If you are in public, anyone that wants to can take your picture or make a video of you.
And also,
that's the way it works.
Please don't come close to somebody you don't know.
Exactly.
Especially now.
Yes.
Even before.
Ever.
Don't come
please,
close.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Oof. Please tell them whatever you like.
She's weaponizing that
now,
term.
Wait till she weaponizes it when she gets on the horn with the pokey.
Yeah.
There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
Threatening?
And my
dog is terribly poorly behaved, by the way. This woman,
I don't know about dog behavior. He wants out.
Yeah,
because he's used to being not on a leash in an area where he should.
Yeah, I agree.
Threatened by a man in the room.
Oh, she's freaking out.
Send the cops immediately.
Oh, she's making it sound like she's being physically assaulted in that moment.
Of course she's calling in a hit on this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Police did not make any arrests. Amy Cooper later apologized. The investment firm where she's a vice president placed her on administrative leave.
It is, and there is some kind of, I don't know if there's, what this says about me, but there is also some kind of satisfaction when you find out that she's like some finance person.
Yeah, she's a VP, a fixed income. She's.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Like if I found out that she was like a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood or the United Way or something, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
No, you know, but
maybe she just
not.
Went crazy. But because she works in finance, fuck her.
And I saw they're like, because I really was enjoying this story. I saw that she has an Instagram account dedicated to her Cocker Spaniel and it had 6,000 followers. I was like, what?
That's a lot.
Then I see the Cocker Spaniel is following 6,000 people. You can't report those numbers.
Well, it's like the
team
one
follow back. It just, that's a garbage.
Well, it's like the one time somebody was followed me and I looked at who they were and I'm like, wow, this person must be very important. They're followed by Barack Obama. And then I looked and Barack Obama follows like 600,000 people on Twitter.
That dude hasn't been near his Twitter in a long time.
And I'm not one of them. You follow everybody? You literally follow everybody. You don't follow me? What the fuck? what did I do over here? Bullshit.
He doesn't follow me.
It's crazy.
But you know who does?
Yes, Ryan Phillippe. He's gorgeous. I watched that. I've had 17 conversations about it and I don't know what it's called. It's about psychedelics and it's on Netflix. It's called like a trip.
You talk about trips?
A trip through psychedelics or something.
And like they get celebrities to talk about.
Yeah, and Phillippe showed up for a minute and all I could think is this man is beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think he's like a little bit older than us. And
yeah, maybe like 5 years.
Not even. Like I think he's probably like 46 or 47. He's so beautiful. He's so youthful.
Yes.
And then the second thing I thought is this fucking asshole follows Ed Daily on Twitter. Fuck this guy.
Prouder of that than my kids.
Yeah.
I did watch while I was doing other things. I did watch the ESPN documentary, part of the ESPN documentary on that asshole athlete.
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
And what I liked about so far, I mean, again, this was a documentary I was not looking up for much at all.
Yeah.
It does two things. I was glad he's trying hard to paint a nice picture, but he's really confirming he is an awful guy. He's an asshole.
Yeah, he is. He's an asshole.
He's an asshole. But yeah. What I will say, it is a reminder to get to that level on, like, in anything.
Yeah.
You have to be kind of not wired the way other humans are. Like, just, you have to be a relentless, it's tough not to be an asshole and be at that level.
Yeah. 75% is the number of CEOs are probably narcissists, according to studies. And it's probably higher because you just can't, you can't empathize with what other human beings are going through to right. achieve certain levels of success. They just rise above because they just don't get bogged down with what the rest of us get bogged down with, and that's caring about other people's feelings.
And right. And you can tell that he thinks he's shaping a narrative a little bit.
Oh, now, like, I gotta watch it.
Well, I mean, I don't think you do, because I don't know. Maybe you do. I am maybe two-thirds of the way through part one. It's a two-hour part one. I mean, they're telling you kind of what you already know. The difference is they're just interviewing other people that are saying, yeah, this guy was like a relentless bully when he was 16 and a triathlete.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It's confirming a lot of what you know. And you can tell he's thinking he's kind of, well, you have to understand, I was really focused on my goal, that kind of stuff.
Do they talk? there's a Scottish writer that was like the original. He was covering the Tour de France, and he was covering Lance Armstrong, and he was not close to Lance Armstrong, but had a relationship with him. And he was the first one to like start asking questions about, you know, how could this guy be so good? Blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I want it out there. I don't have any fucking problem with Lance Armstrong or any other fucking endurance athlete or any other athlete of any kind doing whatever it takes to maximize their athletic gifts. That I got no fucking problem with.
I mean, the whole problem is, I think they interview one guy at one point. He's like, I made a decision that I would be a nobody in this world because I wasn't going to do the same things these are doing.
Yep.
These guys are doing. But he's like, it is confirming when you do that, you know, you're either in or you're out. And then you're just kind of you're just doing the Tour de France to see how good you can do it.
Yeah.
Kind of like everybody doing a marathon. But he's like, you're not yeah. part of the real crew.
Unfortunately, yeah. That's the game. That's where we're at in technology. And if
but
steroids
problem,
existed when Mickey Mantle played baseball, he would have fucking been shooting them up like everybody else.
Right. But the difference with baseball, like Barry Bonds, the problem is then you're trying to compare stats from different eras. So it's all hard. But anyway,
yeah.
Lance Armstrong is an asshole not because he cheated, because
exactly.
he's an asshole. It's the same reason why Barry Bonds deserves to get vilified, because he's a terrible dude. He's a bad dude. He's the best player.
Yeah.
He's the best player of my lifetime.
No one else like him.
But he's a horrible dude. Like, nobody liked him.
Awful guy. His teammates
and his Clemens guts. Was a dick too.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of it.
Right. But my thing about Lance Armstrong is, who cares about the drugs? He was so horrible, and I assume this is covered. This writer started writing, you know, articles questioning him, and then the writer's kid died tragically in like an accident, and Lance Armstrong mocked this poor man for losing a child. And Lance Armstrong, who is a father, not that it matters, not that you have to be have children to have humanity enough to empathize with right. somebody who loses a child.
But it certainly helps the empathy.
Sure.
Think.
Sure. That he not only did he mock the guy, then he in Lance Armstrong in his book, when writing about this guy, sort of like like soft pedaled that he was like molesting his kid or something, like something just even more horrible to add. And I could be screwing it up, but it's something like that. So he's an extreme piece of shit, like a piece of shit on another level, and not because he took drugs to be good.
No, he's just a bad dude.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah. One of the worst.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of an interesting enough thing. Oh, and if people are starting to run dry on shows to watch, I don't think I mentioned this. I really enjoyed the show Dave.
Everybody's about Little Dicky. I know about Dave. I know. Everyone's talking about Dave. I haven't watched Dave.
It's about Little Dicky, the rapper, who's like kind of a clown YouTube. I mean, he has like a good flow and he has good contacts in the rap business. So there are some like big cameos, but he's a pretty just funny guy. And
Kanye guests on his songs. Like it's not, he's not like one of these SoundCloud guys.
He's got credibility. But at the same time, he's kind of knowingly a clown. It's about a guy trying to make it from being a viral sensation to being a legit rapper and getting like a real deal. And he's just funny. I found it to be a funny show.
I believe that's why he calls himself Little Dicky.
The first couple episodes deal with why. Yeah. He, in the show, he gets famous for a song like where he's rapping about how he has a little dick.
Yeah.
And then the studio is trying to like see if he can move beyond that.
Yeah.
Is there more to him? But it's just funny. It's on Hulu, I think. It's for FX, one of those FX things.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch it. I haven't gotten to it, but I definitely will watch it. COVID, the whole quarantining thing.
Yeah.
I've hit a wall. I expected to hit a wall soon. Because, you know, I got these buddies. Friend of the show, Travis Rogers. Mm-hmm. He and I played social distance golf on Friday and last Thursday, actually. And he was this son of a bitch. He was telling me how he's this month. He's set a goal to hike 100 miles. So every day he goes out and he was up to like 70 something miles. And this was, you know, 4 or 5 days ago, he's like at 76 miles or something. So he was easily going to make his goal. And so he's one of these guys that's like gone out, like he's taken this time where he doesn't have to drive to work every day. And, you know, he does a morning show. So he's got to get up real early in the morning and then he comes home. He's real tired. He's doing the show from home. And he's one of these guys that's like, I'm going to take advantage of this and I'm going to be one of these fucking assholes that sets a goal and goes out and fucking walks a bunch. Like, fuck him. But also, I've been one of these assholes that's like, I'm going to eat pizza and drink. And it's like, I don't even get wasted drunk, but like I'm having like a couple drinks or like four. And I hit a wall. Like I'm sleeping like shit. I'm fat. My rings, can't get my fucking rings on, Ed.
Oh no.
I gotta fucking switch up the fingering of my cool rings because I can't get them on, or I can't get them on in the morning. And then later in the day, I'll like slim down enough to get the rings on because of the fucking salt and the carbs and the alcohol. And it's like, I've had enough. So I'm on a little break now.
I hit that moment. Yeah. At the beginning of, or at the end of April. And I was like, you know what? I'm swearing off May, but it's pretty monotonous. So then I did 2 weeks in May and then I was like, all right, I'm going to enjoy a cocktail on Saturday night. And so the last couple weekends I have.
See, so that's okay, right?
That's okay, but it's not okay when
the next day.
Yeah, but it's not okay when you've already done 6 weeks of pizza and beer every day kind of stuff. Like you need to, you can't like really drop when you're now just living like a normal person should.
Yes. So I'm agreed. So I'm initiating a little dry out just to, cause also the gym's not open and I'm not fucking really motivated. Like I'll run here's the thing. I'll run and I have a kettlebell. I'll swing my kettlebell. I'll do like a little routine where I swing my kettlebell. I do push-ups and then I do like, you know, 10 sets of that. And then I'll go run like a few miles. And then it's then the next day I'm so sore because I haven't been working out consistently. I'll be like, oh, I got to take a day off. You know, I'm too sore. And then the next day I'm like, wow, cause I'm even more sore the second day. And then before I know it, I'm like, oh, I ran a couple days ago. And then I was like, oh no, that was 8 days ago. Like I just like can't get the routine going. And in between is all the possible eating and drinking. So I'm rededicating myself to myself.
Good for you.
Till I can get the rings to fit, unless something really fun comes up, which is unlikely.
my thing with the masks, this is the thing that's been driving me nuts lately. So I've been working out at home, but I finally started biking. And there's good. I can't just bike throughout Hoboken. Like there's still, even with limited cars, there's still cars
sure
in places, but there is a nice bike path that goes along the water through a few towns nearby. And I can go for like a nice 10, 11 mile bike ride.
Gorgeous.
And it's, you know, right on the Hudson River.
Hudson. But
the problem is there are a ton of people walking on these paths without masks on.
Yeah.
Or running. Like I put a bandana on. Over yeah. my, so it's a little bit breathable.
So you can breathe, yeah.
But I'm also trying to be respectful because mostly the bandana is just for other people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not really protecting me. And there was a dude running in front of me doing fucking snot rockets and spitting.
Yeah.
And I'm on a tiny bike path. So I, at some point, I mean, it hangs in the air a little bit. Like I passed him. I'm thinking, well, if he has it, I have it because this asshole is doing fucking snot rockets.
Fucking and so, like, got COVID from that asshole.
If you're on a bike path or like a small path, just because you didn't see somebody when you started your walk, wear a fucking mask.
Yeah, you gotta look around. You gotta.
If you're in an open field and you know you're not gonna be near somebody, that's one thing.
Fine. Yeah.
But do not pull that shit when you're like, or, you know, sidewalks where you're passing people, like, wear your mask. We should all just look out for each other.
I've seen a lot of these Karens getting kicked out of stores and stuff for not wearing masks. And it's like the town I live in. It's a it's a rule of the town.
The video we were discussing. You said it was near you.
That's
that one woman. And she was like so fired up, but you know, her whole life.
Right.
Yeah, we've seen pictures of her. Her whole life has been a lot of yeses from guys.
Pretty easy. Well, also that was clear. She was looking to go in and have a problem with somebody. Right. She's like, I'm going to go in. It's kind of like when I wore my my Moosehead beer shirt to high school, and I knew you weren't allowed to wear a Moosehead beer shirt or any kind of beer shirt. I knew what I was doing. I knew that I was going to mix it up with some authority figure that day. And that's what I wanted. I wanted that. I wanted that interaction.
Right.
And
but nobody's naive enough to think that, you're not getting a reaction from somebody.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. You're looking for it. You're interested in it. Okay. Let's do a voicemail here. I think we have some. Check it out.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
I believe this voicemail is actually from Manuel in Gardenia.
There you go.
I'm recognizing his prefix here.
Right,
easy. So I just saw a 65-year-old man on a skateboarding down Gardena Boulevard. Something you would never see. seen multiple bums yet.
Still with the bums.
He's this is his Moosehead shirt. This is him not wearing a mask right now. He's trying to incite a reaction from you and me.
And he
calling
got it.
Homeless people bums. Yes.
Rolling on mini bikes or motorized scooters.
Wait, hasn't he had this issue before?
You can't just have air your grievances about the same thing.
Right, it's modes of transportation. Now he's anti. Oh, you have to be a certain age to ride a skateboard?
I mean, good for. If you saw an old guy skateboarding, you'd be like, wow, look at that guy. He's still at it.
My daughter's getting into skateboarding, and, you know, they're home all the time now. And so she's like, Dad, can we go skating? And there's like this little, parking lot not far from here. And with like some curbs and stuff, with like some skateable terrain. And Ed, I'm for sure. Remember that time? It was a couple years ago. It was actually like 4 years ago. I took an injury weightlifting. Yeah, I broke both my wrists. I'm for sure gonna get hurt, dude. Even just like doing like the most like rudimentary, like just being on a piece of wood with wheels attached to it, I'm for sure gonna get hurt. But in Manuel's world, I'm probably much too old. He would have a real problem if he drove by and saw me on a skateboard. I'm in my 40s.
You wouldn't pass his test.
Right.
The thought of when you said, I've got to go skateboarding with my daughter, to me, that just scares me thinking that seems like an injury waiting to happen.
It's for sure one. And it's like kind of downhill to get there. So I have to do that thing where I like put my foot down to like break I go down. And it's, I'm for sure. I kind of hit a rock.
You're going to wear out your shoes in like a week.
Right. I kind of hit a rock. Oh, yeah. I wore my worst shoes on purpose. I kind of hit a rock the other day, but I was going slow. So I had to like slam my available foot down to catch myself. I mean, it's just a matter of time. Something's going to happen and it's going to be painful. And I hope it's not a head injury.
Hey, sorry, teenage bum on one of those like little scooters, the kind that you used to like fold up back in the day. I mean, just outlandish sight, left and right.
Why? What's outlandish?
Not to mention cops looking the other way.
I got to tell you, I spent the last 15 seconds trying to analyze the statement, a teenage bum.
Right. A teenager riding a scooter is not, why is that outlandish?
Outlandish?
Right. It's just, that's who should be riding a scooter is a teenager or, you know, a young
preteen,
person.
Right. Yeah. But like outlandish.
Yeah. Going by them at 100, pissing on the side of the road.
Kissing?
All kinds of things.
Pissing.
That during this pandemic, all of a sudden have just been okay by authority.
Outlandish.
Weird times.
That would be like, I went to a restaurant, and you never believe it, the waiter had his testicles hanging out. It was outlandish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outlandish. Yeah. A teenage bum. Teenage bum? I mean, all teenagers are kind of bums.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to let him finish.
My question to you boys is, what is the weirdest thing that you've seen during this era of the pandemic? I think mine has got to be the bums on motorbikes. Those guys are running rampant.
I don't know.
All right, man.
Yes.
Hope all's well with you guys. Hope your families are well.
Thank you.
And
same to you,
everybody
Manuel.
Else,
means
especially
well.
The Manuel haters.
Yeah.
Can kiss me.
Okay, you're really dragging it out, man. Thank you, Manuel.
I'm not opposed to calling somebody a bum who's just a jerk,
right.
But I think he was referring to homeless people, but now he's saying motorized scooters. If you're homeless, you can't afford a motorized scooter.
No. And
just
and
to power up.
Homeless people is our failure as a society, which
absolutely.
Is what people don't seem to realize is that they're like, oh my God, there's people living on in, you know, side of the freeway and they're shitting in buckets or in places. Yeah, it's because this they're fucking mentally ill. And we've all agreed as a society that mentally ill people can just fuck off.
Right. And we're not going to like stop our day and be like, oh my God, person's laying on a sidewalk. We just all collectively agree. We're just
let them. Human beings with deficient brain chemistry should just be fucking cast aside to fucking live on the street and eat out of the trash. And we're all supposed to just go, oh, well, fuck them. That's their fault. They should get a fucking job. Get a job, motherfucker.
At least we've made progress in not calling them bums.
In some places in society. It is the mayor of LA who is just the
most Marcetti? Is that his name?
Stuffed, shirtest, useless human being in the world. He's presided over the fucking greatest growth of homelessness in Southern California history. And you know what his fucking answer was? We need to have an Olympics. You know what's going to solve this homelessness problem? We're going to have an Olympics, because when we have an Olympics, we're going to have to build places for the athletes to sleep.
Oh,
and then once they're done sleeping there, the citizens of our city can sleep there. It's not a fucking problem of housing. It's a fucking problem of mental illness and drug addiction, fuck face.
And also, in the lead up to the 84 Olympics,
you put them all on buses.
Was when the LAPD started really ratcheting up their reputation.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing in Seoul in 88. Like, that's what they do. When their city is about to be on the world stage, people start going missing.
Right. We have an epidemic of mental illness. And in case you don't notice, look at any fucking major city in this country.
Yeah.
It's our collective failure as a society that we just don't give a fuck enough about our people to do a goddamn thing about it. Let's just fucking let them rot.
At the very least, don't call them bums.
No, they've done studies.
People love those studies.
Yes.
Because they can at least be like, well, I mean, he doesn't even want to be in the house. That's what people do. Well, he's mentally ill. He doesn't even want to be in a house.
Yeah, he doesn't. And that's the problem, is you can't force people to go into treatment, but we're not even trying.
This weekend, I almost got Hoboken Jesus. Tall boy, because it was warm. It was like in the 70s, high 70s maybe.
Yeah,
and
it's a nice day.
And then I thought, you know what? I mean, he's not washing his hands. I would assume he doesn't have the vid, but
you gotta hand it to him.
I'm not gonna throw him the beer.
Set it down next to him. Here you go.
He can cough buddy. Sometimes.
Yeah.
He gives you that. You know, 1,000-yard stare when you're looking at him. So I don't know that I can like set it down 6 feet away from him and he'll know what I'm doing. Yeah. I have to hand it to him.
Is he masked up? I'm guessing not.
Yeah. No, the one thing about this guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the summer, and now I'm starting a comedy routine on a homeless man that lives, who's probably about 30 yards away from where I'm speaking right now. Yeah. In the summer, you don't see him stripping down to the one layer.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they'll wear it all because they got to carry their shit with them.
Because, the guy kind of has his spot, but you could leave the winter coat and just, get down to that t-shirt in the middle of summer. Yeah. And he also doesn't seem to grasp shade too well.
Yeah.
Like, there are some scorchers out there where you can tell, buddy, just come over here. It's going to be a little cooler.
It's because of the voices, dude. It's the voices are too loud. He's hearing the voices and he's not able to fucking concentrate on anything else that's going on. Because sometimes you'll see a homeless dude and it'll be winter and he'll have like 1 foot barefoot. And you're like, buddy,
right?
You know, it's you got the other shoe on, but it's the brain chemistry. It's the voices.
I know. It's sad. It's sad.
It's a real bummer.
And I'll get him a beer soon. I need to feel a little more comfortable about things.
We, as a society, should all agree that we're not going to let that happen to other human beings in our society. But we got. Well, then we stop and go, what about J.P. Morgan's bottom line? Right. The fucking shareholders, man. That could affect the dividends.
Well, you know, one company who's got some other things to think about, Franklin Templeton Investments.
Right, yeah, that's great.
They crashed their website. That's how this woman, the one thing a company doesn't want of its employees on a day off, like a bank holiday, they don't want their website to crash because somebody got super racist in Central Park.
Yeah, that's a bad look for the company. Okay. Couple of emails here. This is from LSU, so we don't get to hear his beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Watching New Girl while coronaing it up. You have your choice of Jess, Cece, or Allie, teacher, model, or cop. Who you getting down with? I've never seen this show.
New Girl is the Deschanel show?
I think so. Hold on. Let me play the Scoop It Up song if I can find it.
Oh, it's a problematic song. It's funny. That's problematic.
It's a little heavy.
I'm looking up New Girl.
It's the lyrics. Chicken hands, get the cluck, scoop it up. It's that second line that's really problematic for me. And I get that he's being outrageous.
He's doing it on purpose and he's funny.
It's very funny. It's very funny. But somebody might get the wrong idea, which does kind of make me nervous. I've never seen this show, I'm proud to say. I think that's Zooey Deschanel's show.
Yes, I'm looking it up. Yes, it is her. No, I haven't seen it.
You got a favorite?
Well, I mean, wait a second.
Who do you find most attractive? That's nothing wrong with that.
Well.
New Girl TV series.
There's somebody named Hannah Simone who's pretty. I mean, it's a very good looking show. It's a very good looking show.
There's not really a lot of unattractive people on TV.
Like the guys, everybody's good looking. You know who I'm a fan of? She only had like a year on SNL, maybe two. Nassim Pedrad.
Oh yeah, she's funny.
She's funny and she's good looking. Like she's very funny and you know Lorne Michaels. Track record is unreal, the talent that has been unearthed by that guy. However, every once in a while he'll bounce somebody and you're not really
after
sure
a
why.
Year. Yeah. Jenny Slate, who was a genius, she said fuck on one episode.
Right. She's great.
That was it.
He fired Taron Killam.
Yeah.
Like after like 5 years, but he was
do you think that because and Taron Killam not like trying to be a dick here. I'm not being an asshole, but I would be remiss in my duties as a podcaster and somebody who people look to when it comes to recognizing human beings with fake hair in the world. Taron Killam, he wears a toupee, and it's a sad thing. He's a young guy with a hairpiece, and I don't blame him. It's fucking hard. You got to look young when you're young and you're out there working in Hollywood. You got to get jobs. Sometimes that's off-putting to people. They're not like me where they look at it and they go, oh, that's a hairpiece. But they look at somebody, and people, when you're wearing a hairpiece, people can kind of tell. And even if they're like, oh, that's not, they're not like, that's a hairpiece. There's like, they're like, there's something about that guy. So, and you know how these TV things are, they, everyone's got a Q rating. And if you're getting focus groups that say, I don't really like, I can't really place it, but there's something about that guy I don't like. It's his fucking hairpiece, dude.
In this one picture, it looks like it could be.
It is. Trust me. I've done the research. Okay, hold on. Zooey Deschanel, she's okay. She's a bit twee for me. She's dating that property brother now, which that's not a real relationship, right? That's a beard. She's bearding for him, correct?
No, I mean, yeah. I'm going to say just based on IMDb headshots, Hannah Simone.
Okay, hold on. I got to click her because the
But again, I don't know any of these people.
They all have bangs? The whole show's got bangs?
Yeah.
What's all these bangs here? Hold on.
Oh, this guy is great. Have you ever seen the movie Game Night?
Oh, she's very pretty. I started watching it's Kyle really Chandler.
Yeah, it's a really funny movie. Yeah. Lamorne Morris, the black guy in that movie, he's hilarious.
Yeah. Nassim
Pichon. He does a great Denzel imitation.
Megan Fox is on it. She got the weird thumbs.
Oh, I scrolled down. But what was he talking about? Are you attracted to the profession?
He gave us four choices.
I don't know anybody's profession in the show, but
Jess, Cece,
Jess Allie. Is a bubbly, offbeat teacher.
What's the fourth choice? Because I only see three choices here.
I only see the description Jess, of the men.
Oh no, it's just three. It's just three choices he's given us.
So Jess is Deschanel.
I'm not.
Oh, Cece. I
would
is
go
Hannah.
With your choice, Hannah Simone, Nassim Pedrad. Very funny, very talented. I like her. I'm not really none of these chicks are necessarily what I'd be attracted to. That's all I'll say.
I'm attracted to all types.
Yeah. I mean, I have. Yeah. Me too. But not always.
I don't have a type.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Hey, you're not expected to. You're not required to have a type. Thank you for that. LSU Lala. One more email. Brian and Ed. Are you guys, this is a great email, I just read ahead a little bit right now. Are you guys using these food delivery apps?
No.
A lot of the time, I will use them to order, but pick the stuff up myself. Am I supposed to leave a tip on this? And if so, how much? A percentage or a flat dollar amount? I get if you have a special request doing it, but if not, I'm kind of undecided. The same thing with Starbucks. Do you guys tip there? Why doesn't In-N-Out have a tip jar? What makes prepping coffee so goddamn special? And just an FYI, I'm a 20% tip guy if you just do an average job, and more if you go above and beyond.
That's the right move.
That's from our friend Dean. P.S., he says, any way you can now answer all those sexual questions a certain emailer would have for a certain former host. I don't even understand that PS. I don't even know what he means there. I can't answer for someone else. I can answer for myself.
Tell me.
You're not a coffee guy. You don't do Starbucks.
No.
You don't drink
but,
coffee.
But I'll tip it. I'll tip it.
Let me ask you,
place.
How many times have you tried coffee in your life, Ed?
I'm guessing twice, maybe just once.
Once or twice in your entire life.
Yeah. I like the smell of coffee beans.
44 years old. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. If there were a bag, if your lovely wife, Michelle, came home from the store and she had a bag of coffee beans and it was unopened and you walked into the kitchen and you were near that bag of coffee beans, do you think you'd be able to smell the coffee beans through the bag?
I would think so. Coffee beans have a smell. Like if you go into a place that has coffee beans, you can smell it.
Like if you go in the coffee aisle at the grocery store, do you smell coffee?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Just that we agree there.
But what I will say is almost always I'm tipping. As in these same. Times, all right, so specifically, there are a couple restaurants in town that have their online order set up to these DoorDash type companies.
Yep.
And I have opted to just call the place directly.
Yeah, that's better if you do that. If
because
they have that option.
I've read horror stories about what these delivery people and what people get paid. Same. And it's like the restaurant gets screwed. Everybody gets screwed except for the delivery company, not even the delivery people.
Yep.
So I've just got a bad feeling about these things.
Yes.
So I've tried to deal with the local businesses directly. And in these days, I'm over tipping.
Yeah. Yeah.
People
need it.
Much, much bigger than I did in February.
For sure. So
situation, yeah, man, I don't know. If you're getting coffee every day, but I do tip at the bagel place. Like, I'll, you know, if it's $4 for four bagels or whatever, you know, whatever we're doing, I'll give them $1. But I don't play the percentages getting a slice of pizza. Like, I don't play the percentages. You just kind of give a couple. I'm not exactly doing 20% or whatever. I'm just doing whatever feels right.
So hold that thought, because I'm going to come back to you and I'm going to need to know your bagel order, and I'm going to try to guess it first. Okay. So have your bagel order ready. And then now I'm going to say my thing on tipping. So Dean, I've been Postmating a lot, and I'm not even sure it's like the best. I'm sure there's cheaper, because like, say for instance, last night, a friend was over and we got Chinese food delivered. There's a really good Chinese food place in my town. So we got some fried rice, got some Szechuan chicken, nice, egg rolls. And it was fucking, and when I was ordering it, my friend who was over was like, let's get Chinese food. And I was like, I don't know if I want, I'm not really feeling like Chinese food. I had like a 3-day hangover going, but then I got it and it was delicious. And what I've heard is that if possible, tip the guy cash, because some of these slimy Postmates, Grubhub, all the above, they skim a little of the dude's tips. Like, right, that whole, whatever that amount you can give. So usually, so just delivered, no matter really what the amount is, what the amount of the order was, if something's delivered to me, I usually give them like $5 or $6. Like, that's just, no matter if it's $20,
right? Like, the guy that brings you my Coors situation is a problem now. When people are just cutting out the person who earned it by putting in the legwork,
right? So I try to give him cash.
I haven't had cash in months. Same. I haven't operated in cash. I probably haven't been to an ATM since early March.
Same. So if I don't have cash, say for instance last night, if I don't have cash, I go like 15% on delivery. I don't go the full 20. I'm not sitting down and being served. I go, you know, so last night my food was like $40-something. I tipped him, I think it was like $6 or $7, whatever the thing was. Now if I go into a place, if I order and I just go in and there's my tacos there in a bag, like I called it in or ordered it online, I'll usually just like round up like $3 or $4. Like, I don't go big on the tip.
Are you saying in general or these days?
In general. Just a general, you know.
Because
$3 to the thing you sign.
I went into a place and it was $20. Yeah. I gave him 30 at the place. Because,
oh, look at you.
No, because it's like, this is a business. I don't, you know, I know my $10 aren't going to make or break, but like, I'm hoping in these days, this is kind of what
that
people
helps.
Are doing.
That helps. So I will, and I guess, well, maybe I need to look more closely at that, because the guy that washes my car comes to my office and he washes a few people's cars, and he, you know, he didn't come for quite a while because of the quarantining. And so now he comes, and I've been making it up to him by like tipping like 50% every time. So if the bills everybody's cars is 100, I give him 150. Hey, my Skype just shut down. Ed Daly. Oh my God, poor network connection. Oh, we're good? We back?
I can hear you.
It started beeping. So I'm going to relook at that, because like a lot of times I'll get pizza on Friday nights for me and the kids, and maybe I'm not like giving, and a lot of times I'll go pick it up because it's just faster than the delivery. And maybe I need to be throwing a few more bucks on top of what I'm given. Maybe I need to like step my game up a little bit to take care of the local delivery people in my town. And for the record, I don't really tip at Starbucks unless it's a Starbucks that I'm going and I am see the same people a lot. And it's like Christmas time. I'll throw like $15 in one day or something. I'm not a regular tipper at Starbucks because I don't know. I never really thought about it. I don't have cash usually, so I don't tip at Starbucks.
Right.
I'm an asshole. Oh, your bagel. Ed, your bagel is, it's either like an egg or could be a sourdough. I don't think it is. It's an egg or just plain. It's either a plain bagel or an egg bagel, maybe an onion bagel, topped either with just cream cheese, or I'm leaning this way and I'm going to make this my final answer. Butter.
You're sort of right.
I know.
I would say no. I'm not a cream cheese guy. I just don't like cream cheese. I am fine with butter. What I don't order all the time, but if I'm getting a bagel sandwich,
that doesn't count. We're not talking bagel.
But sandwich. That's half the time I'm going there.
Okay. All right. Tell me your bagel sandwich.
Porkle, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So, whoa. I just didn't picture you as an everything bagel guy.
I would say I'm a 50-50 everything. I'm probably 2-1 everything versus egg. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes they bring the tray out right at the moment you're there.
And you get whatever's hot.
Even if it's like a sesame, yeah. If I see that thing just coming out, I'm probably going to be swayed. I'll go sesame if it's right out of the oven.
That's the move at the donut shop, by the way. And I'm not a big donut guy, but if you are a donut guy, you walk into the donut shop. You don't even look at the case. You look at the guy and you go, hey, what's hot? And he points at something that just came out. Just get that. Right. That's your favorite donut. The one that's hot. Okay, I'll give you my bagel order. And I'm not a bagel guy, but I've been such a fat, disgusting pig over the last 2 months, longer, that a couple days a week, maybe not a couple, one day a week, I'll fucking just be sitting there and I'll be like, oh my God, craving a bagel. And I'll get up and I'll go to the bagel shop and I get everything bagel, double toasted, jalapeno cream cheese, avocado and tomato, little lemon pepper on top of that.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's my order. That's my order. That's what I get.
If I'm not getting a sandwich, I'm just getting it plain. I'll do the butter at the home because I don't want 19 pounds of butter on there.
Yeah. So basically, you get what I predicted what you get. Regular ass bagel with some butter on it.
I put the butter on it. I'm not.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just order butter. But probably my go-to is usually everything.
Everything's a great bagel.
But if the mood hits me correctly, sometimes I'll enjoy an egg. And again, with the hot tray coming out, that's different. But if I go in, it's usually an everything.
I'd like to see that. Yeah. I like an everything bagel.
Bagels on the Hudson.
You know what's a bullshit bagel?
What?
And I don't even know why they're there. The ones that are like blueberry.
Yeah.
What is that? Get a muffin.
Blueberry muffins are delicious.
Of course, but a blueberry bagel? Get the fuck out of here. A bagel's a savory item.
My son sometimes gets the chocolate chip bagel, and I'm like,
child.
I'm like, don't just get a real bagel. Don't get chocolate chip.
That's the move of a child, though. Right. I mean, they exist for children.
Right.
But sometimes an adult will get those blueberry ass bagels. Like, what the fuck?
And I feel the need to be like, this is for my son.
Yeah, you got to say something, of course. It's not for me.
I'm being judged. I'm not eating the chocolate chip.
It's not for me. I do that with drink orders when a friend of mine gets a peppermint mocha.
Yeah.
And I'll go.
You don't want to be the peppermint mocha guy.
No. And so when I'm ordering, I'll be like, I'll have, and I'll say my order, which is a large Americano with a splash of heavy cream. It's a man's drink. And then I'll say, oh, and then I'll go like this. How does she take it? And then so just I got to think about it. I go, oh, you know, this one's not mine. How's it go? And then I put it out there to the world. Hey, that's not my drink with all the peppermint squirts and chocolate in it. That's not for me because I don't want anybody thinking that's what I drink.
Oh, in town, we have some like real Italian delis, great delis. And yeah. Michelle will put in an order that is
for a sandwich.
Yeah. Which is shameful. Oh, and I'm like, I got to tell you, like, thing. I just want the number 3.
Right.
Or like they have names like I'll take the Soprano or what, you know, whatever right. it is.
And I'm like, walnuts.
Yeah. And I'm like, but this one, you know, my wife and I pull out like a piece yeah. of paper, like a little post-it yes. note. And I'm like, yeah this is what she wants. I can't, yeah. You're not making a sandwich for a guy that wants this.
No, even if you know it, you'll be like, ah, hold on, man. She texted it to me. And then you look at your phone.
You got to make a big show of it. Cause like, you don't want to be deterred with that order.
Of course. But I think we live in a world where people know. They know what's for you and what's for the wife based on the order.
Some of the guys behind the counter, I'm not so sure they know anything.
Right.
They know that's how to make the sandwich.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, let's we've been talking forever.
Yeah.
I mean, we pretty interesting. I would listen to this.
We're delightful.
Yeah, we're pretty good. But let's blast through some stories here.
Yeah.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own Troy on DVD. Ed, what's going on? What's happening in the world of sports?
So,
since we caught up,
After a 76ers Lakers trade fell through in the, I guess, the 80s or early 90s, Charles Barkley got drunk and played a game drunk. Because he wasn't traded to the Lakers.
I think I heard something about this. Like his agent called him that morning and he's like, you're about to be traded to the Lakers, which of course anyone would celebrate. And so he just started getting pie-eyed. And then it came the afternoon or whatever, or came time for game time. And the agent was like, actually, Philly put the kibosh on it. You better suit up with those short shorts you're wearing. I feel like this happens a lot more often than we find out about, not just guys getting drunk.
I mean,
before trades and stuff.
Yeah, you do hear about guys, you know, heavily medicating throughout the season. To me, it just seems like it would be a tough thing.
Well,
these guys are all wired to be, you know, they'll go party late into the night, but they're not day drinkers by trade, you would think.
Yeah. I remember one time I was getting pretty blotto at an Outback Steakhouse, and it was like maybe 6 or 7 blocks from my house. And this is pre-DVR
okay.
days. And I think it was a Sunday night and the Sopranos was starting. And I was walking out to the car with the people I was with, and it was like, they were lollygagging. And I'm like, come on. You're just like, we got to go with the Sopranos. And they're like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's talking. So I was just like, fuck this. And I fucking broke into a sprint. And I ran all the way home because I didn't want to miss the Sopranos. And I had like a bunch of pale ales in my gut. And they were sloshing around. You know that feeling when it's like sloshing back and forth? Like it hasn't digested enough. And so it's still just all liquid in your
sometimes
gut.
Sometimes you can even hear
sloshing.
It.
Yeah, you can hear it. And I couldn't imagine trying to go up and down the court.
Right.
With all that in your gut. I mean, it's, you know, he should get a medal. How did he play that night?
That night he was probably doing the Dennis Scott, just going 3-point line to 3-point line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not going below. This is still not quite as impressive as after James Worthy gets arrested
oh.
by the Houston PD. Way to go, Houston. This is like
Big Game James needed a release before the game.
Like cheating in the World Series wasn't the first time you tried to fuck over the city of Los Angeles, because they busted James Worthy in a prostitution sting, and he had to spend the whole night in the lockup, and then he got out just before game time, and then he went over to the arena and he got 32 points.
There you go, Big Game James.
Because his wife, meanwhile, he had to compartmentalize, because his wife's throwing all this stuff out on, it's made the news, everything's on the lawn. He's got, lawyers are involved. Went out there and got it done.
South Korean soccer team had to apologize for using sex dolls in their empty seats.
Why would you because of the social distancing? This is a weird thing because leagues are coming back.
Right.
Slowly. And it's going to be at first no fans.
Right.
And then they're going to try to figure out ways where they can just have some fans there and no one's too close to each other coughing and being disgusting. But
it's not going to work so well.
No, but they're like, should we pipe in crowd noise? The answer's no.
No, I like hearing them shouting and.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And they're like I watch a couple of those UFCs and it's like you can hear the coaches, they're like, fuck him up, like grab his dick. Like you're there. You're like involved. You're getting a part of the game that you wouldn't normally get. I don't know why you got to pretend that there's people in the crowd. Like the announcers aren't even there.
We know there's no crowd.
Right. It's like, it's fine. Like I don't need sex doll. I don't need real dolls.
But if they were doing just to be silly, orifices, fine. They'd apologize because it was offensive. Who cares? Yeah.
Well,
they were wearing clothes. The mouth is a gape, but they could just be really into the game. Have you ever looked at a crowd shot? People have their mouths open often.
That's true. That's a really good point. Yes.
Mike Tyson has been offered more than $20 million to fight again.
I'm buying it.
I'm definitely going to watch.
Of course you are.
But I also remember how I was burned like eight times by Tyson towards the end.
It was pretty sad.
He was so exciting when we were kids.
Yeah.
And he was, and then the Holyfield fight where he bit his ear, there was some entertainment there. Then did he fight Lewis? There was one where you could tell he was so medicated he didn't even throw a punch.
Yeah. Lennox Lewis just.
That was the worst fight because Lewis was always an overrated fighter.
Right. Well, he was huge.
He was huge, but he was never like that. He never was challenged. I don't know. No.
Everything went to distance with Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
And also, he's an interesting guy. Yeah. Mike Tyson, his heart definitely wasn't in it at the end. And yeah, he's 53 now.
I've seen some shadow boxing. He looks frightening.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And that's the thing. That was always the thing. Like, he's going to rush you and you're going to get scared and he's going to fuck you up. And that was his only game. And then he gets out of jail, wrongly convicted. He gets out of jail and Lennox Lewis or Evander Holyfield is a fucking master tactician, Hall of Famer.
Right.
And he's like, oh no, I know what to do. He's going to fucking run up to me and I'm going to jab him. And then he's going to keep trying to run up to me and I'm going to fucking keep punching him in the face. And he's not going to be able to get close to me and he's going to get frustrated. And that worked. That was effective. He was a better boxer. And then that was it for Tyson.
But the Lewis fight was not the same thing.
Oh yeah.
He was
there for a paycheck.
He was there for a paycheck. So, I will watch. I'll give him one chance. If it's another one of these horrible money grabs, no.
I mean, the state of the heavyweight division, why not?
Right.
What could it hurt?
Major League Baseball, in their plan to come back, they're trying to ban spitting.
I don't get the spitting. And also, I was never good at it.
I was never good at it. How do they do it?
How do they do the spitting?
Well, I was always impressed by Bodhi on The Wire. He had very targeted spits.
He did.
Through his teeth, to the side.
Yes. Yeah, he'd like squirt it out through his teeth.
I understand tobacco is a huge part of the game still.
Right.
That's the spitting, right? But I remember Mariano Rivera would always have these goobers hanging out of his mouth when he'd spit. He was disgusting. And the seeds, now, everybody goes to the seeds now.
Seeds, yeah. And all that's supposedly not going to be allowed. I imagine they're going to find ways around this. Now, what about the hockey guys? You ever watch the hockey guys? They come off and they all do it. They get like a little like soft, like white spit on the end of their tongue and they like spit it out. And like, well, how does that not just like turn into like a fine mist when they do that? I don't understand what it is, first of all, that they're spitting and how they do it.
And it's super gross when you got to think the bench. Anytime I see like a shot of the hockey bench, I'm thinking the floor must be even grosser than a Major League Baseball dugout.
I remember hearing that grounds crews used to just fucking dread when Dykstra, when the Phillies would come to town.
He was disgusting.
He had that big jaw of red man in for the whole game, and it would just destroy center field. It would be disgusting out there, and the dugout would just be ruined. Had to have to be hosed down.
Well,
every time.
At least he was a really good dude.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Finally, this is, I guess it isn't sports. This is a podcast under the banner of Barstool Sports. Call Her Daddy has returned, but without one of the hosts, because Dave Portnoy is at odds with the new boyfriend or husband of one of the hosts.
So I heard something about this. I had the misfortune to catch a portion of one of these podcasts one time.
This and is like a sex podcast, right?
It's like two like really annoying sorority girls. And they're like, if you want to keep a man, you don't just suck his dick. You also got to play with his balls and like squeeze his balls. And like, if he wants his asshole played with, you got to play with his asshole too. And it's like, okay, like this is the show. This is what you do. But I did read something on these chicks and they, I don't know how, I guess they were just doing it and it was like kind of had an audience. And then these Barstool cretins came in and they were like, well, everything we do is awful here too. So let's just find something equally wretched, but with chicks. And they brought these chicks in and they got popular right away. And I don't know, because Barstool's like men, right?
Or yeah.
Like, college guys or something that listen to
it? Barstool, I mean, Barstool is the word. That guy Portnoy is just a complete asshole. And it's one of those things that they want. They're so proud. And I saw the Real Sports interview with him and the feature. And Portnoy was like, well, that was a hit piece on me. But at the same time, what's her name? Soledad O'Brien, I think, was the one doing the reporting. And she sat down with him and she's like, okay, but in these scenarios, you just tweet out that these, you know, all bitches are sluts and he'd say stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, that's right. Well, if they have a problem with me, it's like, well, that's not a hit piece when you're just confirming that you're the asshole doing this stuff.
Also, I watched that and he did not come off looking that bad. Like other than when the husband, he went to Florida State. Christian Ponder?
Yes.
It was Christian Ponder's wife that this Portnoy guy has a problem with. And he's like, well, you're just a fucking slut whore anyway. Why don't you just be a fucking whore? And then he's like, yeah, I did say it. But other than that, he like didn't really look, they didn't really make him look that bad on the thing.
It just seems so douchey. He's like, yeah, my stoolies went after her. But hey, you know, they're just passionate about the brand.
Right. Well, it's horrible. It's what everything they do is horrible. And these chicks are, and more power to them. Like apparently, because I read a thing, they were like, hey, we should be getting more of the money from this. And one of the chicks is like, I'm not coming back, you know, unless I get more of the money. And then I read that they were making around $500,000.
Oh my god.
Each.
Oh my god.
which, like, I will do a show about, like, sucking dick and playing with balls and stuff.
I'll give you all the ball technique.
I'll do it for half that.
Yeah.
Pay Ed and I, and I don't want to negotiate on Ed's part, but I can say on pretty good authority here that Ed and I will do that show for half as much as you're paying those chicks.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. We'll come in there. We'll do it. We'll be stoolies. We'll be like, hey, Larry Bird.
Yeah, high five, Larry Bird.
Yeah.
No more. Like,
bitches are whores and fucking sluts.
Right.
And, you know, and just give us that much money and we'll do it. We'll do it for that.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh. Okay, what's going on in non-sports? And I'm going to tell you right now, the SD card that I'm recording the show on. Has 15 minutes left. Right,
we're going to plow through it. Let's go. With restaurants closed, rats are getting super aggressive and having turf wars.
I've heard about this. Hoboken, I assume the mob runs the trash pickup in Hoboken as well?
They do a solid job.
Because
New Orleans has rat problems.
Because in New York City, the trash... they just put bags of trash on the street so a human being who's in a union has to pick it up.
Yes, that's how it works. And on my building, because it's a huge building, like every few days there's just a mountain of garbage bags.
I understand why it works that way.
Because we dump it down a chute.
Yes.
We don't have cans.
But if there's not a lot of human beings picking up the trash bags, then there's not another fat human being with a cigar that can get a little piece of all those union dues. So I understand how that works. But now it's my understanding that there's not as much trash being put out because the restaurants are closed and the rats are they're even more brazen.
Keep your distance from them. When I used to have to take out the trash in college, you get to the dumpsters and the rats were so big near the dumpster, I would build up muscles tossing heavy garbage bags far enough from the dumpster so I didn't have to go near them. So I was wearing shorts.
So I have a phobia.
Yeah.
I'm rodent phobic. And I learned that from watching that documentary Rats, Morgan Spurlock on Netflix, that they think that rat phobia is an evolutionary thing because of the plague.
Fair.
Because people were new to stay away from those things because they have diseases. That freaks me out. I don't want to be in any rat turf wars.
I'm not a big fan of rats. The suspects of the Canada Self Tower fires are a model and a failed rapper, French Canadians.
Hold on. There was.
People were setting. I mean, come on, 5G.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Right.
You know, so a model and a failed rapper. And I was like, well, what's his rap name? And it was like just a French name, like Jean-Louis.
Right.
You know, right. Soufflé, whatever his name is.
So they were radicalized by QAnon because isn't like 5G's like a QAnon or like a 4chan?
Yeah, so they turned out to be, you know, real intellectual.
I like how 4chan, who's like, it's like exists to like troll, got rose up against last week's guest, friend of the show, Caleb Wilson.
No, he was saying they were friends of his. They were supporting him. And I was like, I thought 4chan only took the worst position.
Oh, no. Yes and no. I thought they were against him, but maybe it would seem more likely that 4chan would be on the side of somebody that trolled a bunch of Nintendo.
Because I was like, oh, Switch what sellers. A thing. Because he said, oh, and then 4chan got involved. And I was like, oh, no. And he's like, no, they were supportive.
I feel like if I typed in, I would never type 4chan into a search because I don't know.
No, I don't
feel like
that.
Wrong people would find out.
You don't
out.
Want that yeah. smoke. Drunk guys tried to fight a bear and now the bear is super bummed out.
I heard about that. The bears like got PTSD. I think this was in New York. Yeah. Some drunk got in the bear cage and like tried to wrestle the bear, and the bear's like, dude, I was born here. Like, I don't fuck up humans. I'm full. Like, I get enough to eat, so I don't need to kill you. And now the bear's like has PTSD from some drunk asshole.
Right. Reopen America Twitter is mostly bots.
Yeah, this is all these guys that are
they're in those factories in
The Ukraine.
Right.
What's the other one? Belarus.
Yeah.
They're Belarusians. Everybody, all of you, like, we need to get back to enough's enough. And you're like retweeting like random accounts with lots of followers. You're retweeting Russian bots. They're not, it's not an actual, there's not a real person behind that.
And then anytime they do like a legit study, it's like, yeah, 82% of the country is a little bit worried about opening too soon. And yet you just see thousands of tweets about how wrong it is.
Yeah. Interesting.
We got a new segment just for this week. Hitler news.
Oh,
we don't have a song.
I'll just play. I'll just push a button and see what comes out.
Yeah.
Oh no.
All right.
Yeah. Wait, is that on here twice? Because I thought it was this button. Oh, it is. Where my Nazis at?
No, I don't want to be associated with.
Ed Hitler Daily, Hitler News. Ed Daily's chosen all this Hitler news to talk about because he's on 4chan. Ed, what's up with Hitler?
A BP executive was vindicated for sharing a Hitler meme at work.
Well, so one.
It was in like, Australia.
I mean, it is, you know, maybe he had a reason, you know, to do it, but in general, like Hitler themed anything, I would like lean out of if possible.
You know, this whole book that I've written, you really examine some monsters, and you're like, it was Hitler really the worst? And it's like, no, he was the worst. There's not any scenario where you can kind of paint him in a good light. But I'll tell you what. There was an Alaska lawmaker who did just that. He said Hitler was not a white supremacist after comparing the coronavirus measures to Nazi rule.
Oh, shit. Well, Hitler had some good ideas. Ed, he put Germany back to work.
That's right. He was nice to his dog.
Built the Autobahn.
Bondi, whatever.
Yes. Vegetarian.
Yep.
Not all bad.
Well, I've got some sad news to report. You know, Hitler was also a multi-pet owner because his alligator just passed away.
Oh, no, what?
Yep. His, I believe he was about 84, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hitler's alligator dies in the Moscow Zoo at the age of 84. He was once a resident of the Berlin Zoo, but was known to be Hitler's alligator. His name was Saturn. Saturn.
That doesn't sound very German.
Right. You know, do you think that they train the alligator to like really hate certain types of people?
I mean, I don't know if they're trainable for that.
I don't know. Like they fed him gypsies.
Do you think Hitler is sad about his alligator in that remote Argentinian fishing village where he retired to and currently resides?
Yeah. He snuck out of the bunker and he really wanted to take Saturn with him, but he's like, I just don't think I can fit him on the plane.
Yeah.
So yeah. Rest in peace. Saturn. Yeah. One alligator alive from World War II.
Oh, great. That we know of. Yeah. I'm sure
the
there's many.
Alligator in the captivity is Muja, gifted to the Belgrade Zoo in Serbia in 36. He survived the bombings?
Wow, amazing.
Muja.
I mean, they're pretty good survivors. They just go down to the bottom of the water and hang out there forever.
In his 90s. Alligators in the wild typically live to age 50, which tells you they're just ready to check out at a certain point. And they just, poor Saturn, they were just keeping him alive.
It's like the opposite of SeaWorld, where SeaWorld's like,
let's see if we can.
These orcas, they usually die around, I don't know, 26, 27, and scientists are like, Actually, there's ones that are 100 years old in the fucking ocean.
Yeah. Didn't they kill, like, teenagers? They were... SeaWorld was really murdery.
Yeah, well, they took them from their family and put them in a fucking tiny little cell.
And if you want to eat, you're going to have to do a lot of flips for us.
Yeah, do some tricks. All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, good. Okay, that was Hitler News, Ed Daly's current favorite segment. Buy his book, Heroes and Jerks, about to be out on Kindle and maybe on...
He doesn't appear in the hero section.
It might be on an Apple thing if Ed can find a YouTube that explains how to turn it into HTML. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 322 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week. Bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.